Yeah, 10:35. That's actually not getting started yet because my drummer and team isn't up there yet. Right, drummer?
What?
He's coming. Well, praise the Lord. Did everybody have a great Christmas time with their families? And amen. Well, this is always a interesting service because we have so many people that are away with family and celebrating still the holiday time, Christmas time, New Year's time. And so I want to encourage you, what I like to do on this in-between Sunday between the Christmas and then New Year's is to make it so that you guys have an opportunity, not that you don't every Sunday, but have an opportunity maybe to share something great that the Lord's been working in your life this year, kind of an opportunity maybe to just thank the Lord for the blessings that you have in your life, your gratefulness, appreciation for loved ones, husbands, that would mean wives, and wives, husbands. But just to make it a kind of a family time, we're going to worship, lift up the name of the Lord, exalt Him, because it's the service is about Him. But also have an opportunity maybe to just share from your heart. So, and if nobody will do that, I haven't asked anybody specific. Hopefully by now we have enough that can boldly come up and share. And you can do it, you know, during worship if you want to, or we can incorporate it afterwards if you feel so. Would you stand with me? Thank you, Lord. Nick, you were playing a little something earlier during prayer. Can you just start off that a little bit? Something like that, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We come to you. We come to you, Lord. There's nowhere else to go. Nowhere else that has the words of eternal life. Nowhere else has the answers for what's going on in our life. No one else and no place else. So, Lord, we come to you. We gather right now by faith, Lord, around your throne. We gather right now, Lord, as it says that we're in Mount Zion, the city of heaven, New Jerusalem. We're surrounded by heavenly hosts, festive angels. Father, we believe that by faith this morning. And we come and we join in with the chorus of heaven, exalting you, magnifying your name, giving you glory, praise, and adoration. You are worthy. You are worthy. You're worthy. We just enter in right now to your very throne room of grace. We look forward to spending time with you, Daddy.
You are worthy.
lift up a sound of worship to the Lord this morning. We lift up a sound of praise. We lift up a sound of You're glorious, Lord. You're powerful, God. You're glorious, God. You're glorious, God. You're powerful, Lord. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Come on, heir of salvation. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God. Born of the Spirit. Washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. Sing it out to the Lord. Praising my Savior all the day long. It's my story. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Come on, sing it out. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. My Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Yes, we will. I will praise the Lord. He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised. Yes, we will, Lord. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised. And I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised. And I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. To be praised, we will praise you, Lord.
Just for a minute.
Even without the piano, we can worship God, amen.
Okay.
Time for the first testimony.
Okay, so it's time for the first testimony. It's meant to be. Who's going to come up? This is a brave one. Come on now. Praise the Lord, Aaron. All right.
All right, my name is Aaron. A lot of you are probably wondering where I've been this last month and a half, but I was arrested on my 21st birthday. Wow. I decided to go out drinking, and I kind of got what I deserved. Got too drunk and end up serving some time in jail. And just the time that I was in jail, I really, really, God really, really helped me just to get through it. It was the hardest time of my life. 17 days. And he really worked miracles because I was thinking that I was going to be in jail for Christmas. And thank the Lord that everything settled and I was home for Christmas. And now I'm on a road to get my life back on track. And, you know, I couldn't do it without God, because for a while I was contemplating in suicide, and it was not a fun time, really. And just to be here today, it's one of the greatest days of my life. Just coming back here and seeing the faces that have helped me just get confidence in myself and develop that relationship with Lord and Savior, just it's amazing. And I thank every one of you for this, and I thank God, and you know,
hallelujah. Hang on a second. We're going to pray for you, brother. Come on up here. We're going to pray for you. Just stretch your hand towards Aaron. Father, we just come before you right now. We thank you, God, for the good work that you're doing in our brother. And Lord, we know, God, that what the enemy means for evil, you make into good. And so we pray every bit of good, God, that you want to come from, Lord, what's happened, God, that you allow it to happen in Aaron's life. Lord, that he would receive, God, spiritual sight so that he'd be able to see, Lord, the plan and the purposes and the destiny that you have for this man of God. Lord, we just bless our brother right now, God. We just ask that you just give him, Lord, a hunger for your word, Lord, and an ability to understand and receive the truths from your word. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of your grace, Lord, that we've heard from Aaron today, and we bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. That was good. Are we set? Good.
Awesome in this place, my
against the Lord. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. As I come into your presence, as I come into presence and pass the gates of praise into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face, I look upon your countenance, I see the glory of your grace. I can only bow down and say, let's just lift up our hands to the Lord. God, we put our focus upon you this morning, Jesus. God, we thank you for this year, God, that you've given us, Father God. And we just want to say we worship you. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus. You are here, Lord Jesus. God, we worship you. God, we worship you, Lord. You are awesome here. You are awesome here. Holy is the King of creation. Holy is the Lord of salvation. He is alive throughout the ages. He has proven that he never changes. Holy is the King of creation. Holy is the Lord of salvation. He is alive throughout the ages. He has proven that he never changes. Holy is the Lord. Sing it out. Holy is the Lord. Come on, holy is the Lord. Is the King of creation. Holy is the Lord of salvation. He is alive throughout the ages. He has proven that he never changes. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. For you are holy, you are mighty, You are stronger, Lord, you are great in your presence. And in your presence, we surrender to your power. Here in this place, you are holy, you are holy, you are mighty, you are stronger, Lord, you are great. Surrender to your power here in this place. You are holy, you are mighty, you are stronger, Lord, you are great in your presence, and in your presence we surrender to your power here in this place. Here in this place. Sing that again. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the King of creation. Holy is the Lord of salvation. He is alive and throughout the ages. He has proven and he never changes. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord.
Just place our hands on our hearts this morning. Father, we just come before you. We thank you, Jesus. God, that you are not dead, but you are alive. God, we thank you, Jesus, that you have defeated sin. God, that you have conquered the grave, Jesus. God, that you are alive and you are well, Father. God, we thank you that your word says that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. God, and we believe that this morning, Jesus, God, we believe that so full-heartedly, God, that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world, Jesus. And I pray that this morning, God, that you would awaken, God, yourself within us, Jesus, that we would realize and we would understand, God, the power that is resting and living in us, the power that is living within us this morning, God. God, we can just literally speak the word, God, and the mountain can be removed, Father.
Yes.
God, that we can literally just speak the word, God, and your people can be healed and recover, God. God, we can literally, God, just speak the word, God. And Lord Jesus, Lord, the oceans can part, the waves can part, Lord Jesus. God, that we can cross the ocean on dry land. Father God, we can speak the word. God, because greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. And we pray that this morning, God, Lord, that we would believe that you are alive within us, God. Awaken yourself within our hearts, Jesus. Awaken yourself within our spirit, God, that this morning, God, that we can come before you and we can worship you, Jesus. For you are not dead, but you are alive, Father God. And we ask, God, that this morning as we sing this song, that you would be alive within us, God. And we would worship you, God, as you are alive within us. We would not worship you as you are a dead God, but we would worship you as you are alive and you are living and you are well. God, that you conquered the grave. Let us ask ourselves this morning, who else has conquered the grave? No one. Who else can defeat sin? No one. Who else can break addictions? Who else can heal the brokenhearted? Who else can mend marriages? No one. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you that this morning we can come before you. God, we can come before you and we can lift up our hearts. We can bring our needs before you. God, we can lift up everything, God, before you, Jesus, and you are here to meet every need. This morning, whatever you have in your heart, whatever you desire God to do this morning, I just feel right now we just need to speak to him and we just need to call out upon his name because he is here right now to meet every need. He is here to restore and he is here to renew. And he is here right now. Come on, whatever need that you have, whatever need that you have, whatever you desire of God, come on, let's just make it known right now to him. God, we just make it known to you right now, Father. God, we lift up our voices. God, we lift up our voices. We lift up our hearts. God, we lift up all to you, Jesus. We lift up our loved ones, God. We lift up those who are sick. God, we lift up those, God, that are bound by depression. We break it off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Let it come, let it come, let it come, oh God. Let it come, let it come, let it come, Lord. I feel like some of us this morning, we just need to literally bow our hearts and bow our knees even. And we just need to make God, King Jesus, the King of our hearts. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel like some of us this morning has just not made Jesus the full King, the full reign in our hearts. And this morning, I just encourage you right now. God, we lay down our pride. God, we lay down our hearts. And we pray for a spirit of humility. God, would come upon us, God, that we would make you full King of our hearts. You would make, God, full rule and full reign over our hearts and our minds, Jesus. That faith, God, that faith would be the leading part of our lives, Jesus.
I don't know where to start. That's kind of unusual for me. But I know the Lord wants to say something to every single one of us. The Lord has been putting on my heart for days and days and days about who He is, not what I read about, not what I know in my head, but what I know in my heart, who Jesus is, what Jesus means to me. And yesterday, He kept giving me names from the Old Testament. Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. Our God reigns. Our God is banner over us. Jehovah God. And this morning, the Lord said, My son, the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, is about to roar. That means Jesus, our God, the Son of our Father, is about to roar. And every ailment, every doubt, every fear, every affliction, every doubt that we have, every rejection we've felt, every marriage that is struggling, the deceit and the lies, the Lord God has covered them all. He's a God of love and a God of mercy and a God of forgiveness. So I could call out every single one of our names and you would know that there's a special gift from God for you, for each one of us. Don't let the sun go down without feeling the Lion of Judah roar in your life and in your heart. The Lion of Judah roams this earth. The Lion protects us. And He is here for each one of us. And He is here to strengthen each one of us. So Lord God, reign. Lord God, reign. Lord God, reign. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So right now, because you have to act it out, you're not going to get off that easily. Think of what it is that you want the Lord to touch. What is it that the Lord needs to touch in your life this day? And grab it. Grab it and lay it in that crib in the manger where Jesus Christ was born. And then see Him hanging on the cross, where Jesus Christ gave it all for us. And remember, the Lion of Judah roars. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Sing over me. You dance over me. Cover me with grace. Your mercy so free keeps giving to me. Oh, how I love this place. And you quiet me with your love. Yes, you quiet me with your love. You are healing me. Ah. over me. You cover me with grace. Your mercy so free keeps giving to me. Oh, how I love this place. And you quiet me with your love. Yes, you quiet me with your love. You are healing me.
Sing it out.
And Abba, Father, Abba, Father, we sing Abba, Father, Abba, Father. You lead me beside your waters of life. My thirst you satisfy. Restoring my soul, you make me whole. Oh, how I love your ways. And you quiet me with your love. Yes, you quiet me with your love. You are healing me. And Abba, Father. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father.
Sing it out.
Abba, Father, Abba, Father.
Our Father, Abba, Father, the Lord of our lives, the giver of life, a Father that's beyond measure. I was just in his presence for a few moments there, and I felt a cold sweat start running down my face. I felt his peace in my heart and the authority over my soul. That's what we all need to start feeling. Grasp hold of what God have in this dimension. 2014 is a few days away. I want God to impact my life never before. I need to be in his presence 24/7. God is already starting. He's starting in our life today that we're taking it beyond these walls. God have given me a peace to go down in the Wapato area and preach to some shut-in peoples that's grasping behold of God's word. Peoples are getting set free right there in that place. I see God do many things, many miracles. He's doing miracles in our lives today. I just want you all to stand with us for a moment. Let's reverence God. We need to reverence God. Don't sit here and listen to me. I'm just a man. We want to reverence him. Because I know it's a lot of lives in here today, Lord, that some lives need to be touched. Somebody is down and out. Somebody is struggling with something. Somebody is having some problem. They don't know how to forgive. They want to let stuff linger over the top of their churches today. It's time to get in and let God do what he want to do. We can't be holding things up on our back and carrying weights like rocks on our shoulders because we don't want to forgive. We got to start forgiving people. We can't make accusations about things, about people. Because this is not the hour to start doing this. It's time to get in the water and get free in God. Don't let nobody hold you back. Not nobody. You lift your hands up to God and let God carry you through. This whole place should be jumping and shouting for Jesus. How can you hold? You cannot hold back, because Jesus is the ultimate of everything in our life today. He has did it to me. He can do it for you also. Father, I pray, God, right now, Lord, I pray for every situation that come through this church, that God, you'll be the ultimate power of God in it today. I pray, Lord, you set them free today. Somebody that's aching today. Somebody's hurting in their heart today. Somebody got high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever, Lord. You can cure all of those things. I feel a cloud of joy up over this place right now. I feel a cloud is dropping down in this place. Somebody can jump and get the Holy Ghost right at this moment. Somebody can jump by the Holy Ghost. Because God is moving there right now in the midst of these. That's my testimony today. It's to get free in God in 2014. This church will be a new church. This church will be on fire for God. I feel it. I'm not trying to preach. I just want to deliver what God wants me to deliver today. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. And I give you the praise. I give you all glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being obedient to God. You're standing for him in that gap today. Won't you give him a clap offering for us? Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah.
In about 4 or 5 days, I'm going through some one-day surgery, and I wasn't sure myself. I knew God would be there, but thanks to Barb, she took that all away by letting me know that I don't have to fear about anything that's going to happen in that operating room, because he's going to be there with me. Yes. And then yesterday, I got the best news I could ever have. I put in for an extra help with our Social Security, because we were down to about $1,200 a month. Not only did I get the extra money we needed, I'm getting more than I lived on last year. And I just praise the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord that I've got family here that holds me up in prayer when I need it. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for Phyllis. She's going to go in for a procedure. We know that the Lord's going to be with her. That's her testimony. But we're just going to pray right now for a supernatural touch. Father, we just thank you, God, that you are the supernatural God. So, Father, we just release right now, Lord, healing. Healing to every area, Lord, that's been plagued, Lord, with this infirmity now in Jesus' name. We just speak to these stones right now. And we say you must bow to the name of Jesus. You must bow to the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we just release the glory of God over our sister. We speak life, restoration and health right now in Jesus' name. Release your glory. Release your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got one. Praise the Lord.
To the Lord, we fall down.
And we fall down. We lay our garments at the feet of Jesus.
The greatness of
thank you, Lord. Amen.
Just wanted to come up here and give thanks for this last year of 2013. Seeing God's hands move in our family in many ways. And I have a lot to be thankful for.
my family, my children. And with this season, with Christmas coming around, I just want to share a little bit with you. For Christmas, I got one of the best gifts I could ever get from my children. The oldest ones both wrote me letters thanking me for all that I've done, the little things, the gifts, the things we do as a family. But most of all, they said they thanked me for showing them how to trust in God, showing them the faith with verses. And one of the verses in Joshua, I just remembered just reading the first part, just be encouraged. It said, be encouraged, be encouraged. And sometimes we think they're not listening. As children, we think that they don't listen. And sometimes we think they're just kids. The Bible says, instruct a child in the ways of the Lord, so when he grows old, he will not depart from it. Arm them with something. Give them something to believe in. The world already has enough to fill their heads with. We have to arm them with the right tools. We all have that someone in our family, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, friend, family friend, that we can run to for that spiritual guidance. For me, it was my mom. For you, a loved one, a close friend. Now that 2014 is coming along, are you going to pick up the challenge and be that person, the go-to person? The one they can run to and say, I'm having a problem. I'm struggling with this. Instead of criticizing, hey, let's get down and pray. Because it works. It worked for us. It works for our family. Are we perfect? No. But 2014, are you going to be that person? Don't give up on your children either. Your grandchildren. Your friends. They all need to hear the good news. They all do. When you think your children aren't listening, they are listening to the good and the bad. And we know that by sometimes when the words slip out of our mouths, our six-year-olds repeat them. We're like, whoa, what's going on? But they are listening. They are listening. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what God has done in me and my family, my wife, my children. I'm very thankful. Sometimes when I feel like giving up, I look at my children. I said, nah, it's not worth giving up. I'm not going to give up nothing. I'm not going to give an inch. I'm not going to give nothing up. Nothing. So 2014, take that challenge. Be that go-to person. Don't give up. The Word is alive. The Word is the living Word of God. Believe that. And it will fulfill itself in your family. I believe that. God bless you.
Anyone else have something they want to give the glory of God for? To? We're family. We are family here. Patty. So good to see you. You're looking great.
I just want to thank the Lord. Some of you I know, a year ago Christmas, I fell and broke my back. Here. And was airlifted back to Seattle because that's where I'm from. Anyway, I came here and recuperated. I had to recuperate for 5 months and got to know some of you very well. And I just want to thank the Lord that now that I'm healed and back to work, and I give God the glory because the doctor said when he did my x-ray that I could have been paralyzed just driving from my sister's house to the hospital. And so that's why they had to airlift me. So I know that he spared me that for a reason, and I just want to give him all the glory and do all I can in 2014 to spread the gospel. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Who else isn't going to be shy? Josh? Really? Wow. No, no, come on, come on.
Well, yeah, how can you, I mean, not to put any pressure on anybody, but it's hard for me to sit back there and not come up here, because even though I don't have something that's just in the front of my mind, I just know that 2013 was a wonderful year. And for a lot of us, it had its ups and downs, right? I mean, you know, life happened, but it does. But our God is even greater than life. And I'm thankful for, first and foremost, you know, of course, my wife, beautiful wife, and awesome kids. And I'm thankful for all of you guys. And I'm thankful that the Lord has put us all together to walk out this journey, to be able to call on each other for prayer, to be able to support one another, to be able to love on each other. And many of you I consider closer than some of my own blood relatives. It doesn't take from my relationship with them, but very thankful for the year that God has given us. And I declare by faith that 2014, no matter what 2013 offered up, 2014, because of who our Father is going to be exponential. It's going to be so much greater. It's going to be awesome and wonderful. And I just know that God is alive and He's ready to roar the Lion of Judah, that He is at work in each one of us. And that's a given. And so I'm ready to fully, completely, just, you know, I feel like it's a year of going all out. I really do. I feel like, and this is just me up here talking, in reality, I don't exactly know what that means. I just know that it's going to be crazy. So I would say this, truthfully, put your seatbelts on and put your faith in God, and any junk you might have, just offer it up to Him, and don't be a stranger to Him. Let Him just have His way in your heart, and let's do this, people, because there's a whole world of people out there that need Him. And we can through our just being real with God and living through Him and for Him, can just so freely give that to those around us. So 2014, here we come. And with Abba Father, I mean, it's going to be something radical, something crazy. You wait and see. I'll be standing up here again before too long saying, "See, I told you so. See, I told you so." So thank you, Lord.
I do not come from a Christian home. As a child, I grew up with alcoholic parents and a lot of terrible life as a little girl and teenager. And so I have a cousin that lives back in Pennsylvania, and much to my delight, over the past few years, she's actually come to know the Lord as her Lord and Savior. And I'm thankful for that, and I'll tell you why. Because I was at my aunt's house yesterday, and I'm a help caretake for my aunt. She has a terminal illness, and so I go over often to help her. And she asked if I had read the Christmas letter from my cousin in Pennsylvania, and I said no, I hadn't gotten it. And so she said, "Well, when we're done, let's go in and you can sit and read it." And so I did. And it truly has been, 2013 has not been a good year for their family, for my aunt and my uncle. Their youngest daughter committed suicide almost a year ago this January. And so they are dealing with the first anniversary of the death of their youngest daughter. And so my cousin begins her Christmas letter saying, you know, she just wishes that 2013 never was, that she could go from 12 to 14 and blink out 13. And so she begins to share the horrendous year that she has lived with losing her sister and her husband almost losing his leg and almost losing his life and multiple surgeries and just a lot of hard things that most of us have not known. And she says, so, you know, I wish that 13 had never happened. And then she gets to the end of the letter and she says, this is what she says. I'm going to take that back. I'm glad 2013 happened. I'm thankful for 2013 because it shows that my Savior stood by me through every single thing that I went through. And I am able to say to you, some of my family and friends, if you don't have Jesus, I don't know how you make it. So she is witnessing through this Christmas letter. And I'm like, you go, girl, you know? And so I began to think about our 2013. And we lived a hard 2013 in our family because of what happened with my dad. And most of you know that, you know, my dad was air-vac to Harborview. My dad almost lost his life. My dad lost a lot of internal organs, and he's gone through 4 surgeries in 6 months, and it's been a hard year, but I don't know how I would have done it without God by my side. I truly don't. And I think that some of us, as we've sat here and we've sung songs, and some of us have thought in our minds, well, it's easy for you to say, you didn't live through my life this year. But you know what? God has walked through every step with you. And you are here today to hear testimony. Testimony. It begins with test. We all have tests that we go through. And that end of that test makes that a testimony if God is by your side. Amen? So, as we begin this new year, I'm agreeing with Pastor Josh. Let's hit the floor running. Let's give God everything that we have. Let him be this year, instead of your God, let him be your Abba. That's a big difference in that relationship, I'll tell you right now. Because Abba means he's your papa. He's your daddy. He's the one that you can go to when everything else is unsure. Amen. Amen. Happy New Year, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Who else? Praise the Lord.
Okay. So,
praise the Lord. Who else? Come on, I know there's people that are just burning inside. Maybe you haven't shared before. That doesn't matter. God wants to speak to us. He uses the body. He doesn't just use one individual. Rick? You going to say what Alvin was going to say? Probably not.
I know that we're supposed to trust God in all things. And I hurt my back a couple of months ago. I fell in the house, and I had a struggle trying to get around and couldn't hardly sleep. And I probably should have went to the hospital, but because of fear of doctors, just something that we go through. And I just kept trusting in the Lord, and, you know, and I kept asking him help, and little by little, he healed my back. I'm in great shape again, so I give God all the glory and all the, I mean, he's just awesome. He just loves us so much, and he doesn't like to see us get hurt, although we do, and it's usually a lot of it's our own fault, but it's a learning experience, and God just wants us to learn and to trust and believe in him all the time.
Yes, praise the Lord for a healed back. Anyone else? Alvin, you're ready. Okay, praise the Lord.
So I have this overwhelming feeling last year that I was not going to see 2014. So it's a lie of the enemy. And as I was sitting back there thinking, you know, I should go share that because
I know it's a lie of the enemy trying to get my mind off, but the only thing is I don't think he realizes it's like, well, if I go, I go. It's fine. I just want to make sure everything's in order. And so I was sitting there, and there he said, you still have 2 days. You have 2 days, and I could take you. And so I sat there, and I thought, and I'm like, well, you're still a liar. And so I'm standing here sharing with you that I will see you next Sunday. And I thank God that I have him to stand on. And I have my family and I have my church. So when I see you next Sunday, you all say, thank God that he's the truth and that the devil is a liar.
We're going to pray for Alvin. Come on. Oh.
And I've been sick for the last 2 days.
Oh, bless your heart. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you, God, are the truth. You are the reality, Lord, and what has been speaking to our sister is from the enemy. So right now, in Jesus' name, we release your truth, God, to flood her heart, Lord, right now with your peace. Comfort her, Holy Spirit. You are our comforter. You are our hope. You are our help. And Lord, we thank you, God, for her transparency, her openness. And Father, we pray right now, God, that you would just allow her to grow in grace and truth from strength to strength, faith to faith, God, during this time. And we just bless our sister now. We thank you for her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's really loud. 2013 was actually a pretty good year for Sarah and I think, you know, we got to watch, our daughter grow up for the first year. And, I think that her and I have learned more in 2013 about the Lord and our relationship with him than we have our entire lives. At least that's how I feel. And, you know, we owe so much thanks to the Lord, not just Sarah and I, but all of us. I mean, we're here, we're breathing, we all have a roof over our heads, and I'm sure we have food in our mouths every day. And, you know, that's a lot more than a lot of people can say. And as we go into 2014, you know, when we live out our lives and we live it out just to worship the Lord in everything we do and what we say and how we do our jobs, how we live our lives in our homes, and we let our lives preach the gospel, that's what's gonna change other people's lives. For the people that don't know him, is when we let our lives preach. So as you go into 2014, just know that. Don't try and do it all yourselves. Just worship Jesus, love Jesus, and everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, it sounds like seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything will be added. Amen? Ken? Yeah, I can tell. No, we only have 10 minutes left, brother, so that's kind of it. That's an inside joke, yes. Bless you.
I'm extremely thankful for this past year and for the head knowledge that is transferring into my heart and into my being of the enormity of the spiritual world. And I pray that it would way overshadow the physical world that we all live in, that is all passing away in the eternity of the spiritual world. I just thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, because the things which are seen are what? Temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. That was your paraphrase of that. Very good. Praise the Lord. Someone else. Come on, I know. Okay, Brenda, come on up. Oh, yes, amen. testimony. You got to remember that, that without, you know, without a test, there's no testimony. So when you're tested, know that testimony's coming.
Okay, this year, the beginning of the year, Danny actually had back surgery. And major back surgery. Lord, it was major. Anyway, if you know Danny, it was major. Okay. I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the beginning of 2013, January, just right after his surgery. And I knew that I had it, but I wouldn't tell him until after his surgery because I knew he'd cancel it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, to make a long story short, when I first talked with Pastor Galen and Pastor Mike, I said, you know, this is just like a cold to God, and I honestly meant it. It was stage 4 cancer, and it had metastasized to some of my bones, not very much. It had just started. So I went through chemo and radiation and all that jazz. What's that? And surgery, yeah. And just quite an ordeal that people go through. And but you know what? I was only sick 3 times. And that's not 3 days or 3 weeks. That's 3 times. Just throwing up. And then I went and lay down, and I was fine after that. Only 3 times, where it could have been so much worse than that. But the one Sunday when the Lord totally touched me, laying up here, that's the Sunday I knew that God totally had healed my body. And so on the 14th, I will find out the activity of cancer in my body, but I believe it is not there. And even though, you know, I still feel some pain or blah, 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 I know that God has healed my body. And so when you go through something, there's nothing too small or too great that God cannot do. And let your faith soar in Him. Don't become so complacent that everything is just, you know, like monotone. Don't become complacent in Jesus Christ. It's so important to read and pray daily and walk and live in Christ. Amen. What was the thing to emotion and devotion? We finish strong.
Yeah.
We don't finish weak, or we don't quit. We finish strong, and we go totally and completely in Christ.
Amen. Yeah, so we heard that emotion starts us, but devotion helps us finish. So don't just live emotionally, because in your emotions you'll get started. But if you live on emotions, you're going to quit. But if you start with emotions because you're sensing God drawing you, but you would stay devoted, what is it? The emotion start, you know, pull back the boat, get the arrow started, but devotion will drive the arrow to the target. So if you just live in emotion, you're going to quit because it's going to get hard, it's going to get tough. But if you'll stay devoted to Christ, you will finish strong. Amen. Oh, one other thing. God often uses crises to draw us closer to Him. Because if you ever notice, if your life is kind of carefree, if you're not careful, you kind of drift away from Him. And He will use a crisis to draw you back to Him. So crisis isn't a bad thing. If you look at it through God's eyes, crises will draw you to Him, because His goal for your life isn't that you have a perfect life. His goal is that you become like Christ. And only in Christ are we saved. And so if we're drifting, He will often use a crisis to draw you back.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tanya.
Okay, so I was, you know, sitting upstairs, and I just felt like I had to come up here and share. I don't normally do this, but I just felt like 2013 was, for me, really just learning how to trust in God and have the faith that every situation is in our lives for a reason. And like what Pastors Dan and Brenda said is, you know, if there's a crisis in your life, it's for a reason. It's to draw you closer to Him. It's to draw your family closer together. And, you know, as many of you know, David's mom has been battling cancer, and she's now cancer-free. And we are just so grateful. But from the very beginning of that situation, I just was so grateful that God gave me the eyes to see, the spiritual eyes to see that that situation was not from the devil, that God was using that and that it was happening for a reason. And so I just believe that in 2014, you know, our faith as a family together in Christ is just going to go stronger, and that we can lift each other up in these hard situations and believe together that no matter what's happening in our lives, it's for the good, because He is for us and not against us. And everything that He has for us is good and beautiful, and He has a plan for every single one of our lives. And so that situation with David's mom brought our family closer together. It brought them closer to God. It brought us closer to God. And we are just so grateful that that has happened. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Well, I will give testimony. Hello. I do. I want to thank the Lord, my Father, Heavenly Father, the one who watches over me with great attention. While I'm sleeping, He's got His focus directly on me. And every now and then I'll go and look at one of my kids, you know, when they're sleeping. But it's only for a few minutes, you know. I want to go to sleep. Praise God, He doesn't go to sleep. He's always there. Through every situation, every circumstance, He is always there. And I just want you to be aware that I believe this coming year He's going to make Himself even more real to you. That there's going to be a greater awareness of His constant abiding. And it's not because of anything you've done, but it's because of His love for us. And it's because of His desire to let us be fully transformed into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That we are not bound by just earth situations and earth circumstances. Not that we're not always, you know, still somehow going to be in something here. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, we're just going to, you know, totally be separated 100% where nothing ever touches us. Because He does use circumstances and situations in our life to draw us to Him and to know Him more. And as we walk through those storms and sometimes have God say, "Peace be still." Or sometimes Him by the Holy Spirit inspire us to say, "Peace be still." Or, "This is only a cold." However it manifests in your life, know that I believe God is going to make Himself real to you. As He's making Himself real to me. But more is coming. 2014 is going to be the year of more. I believe 2014 is going to be the year the roof's taken off. You hear about that next week. The year that the roof's going to come off. Right? You guys can picture however you want to picture. You can visualize however you visualize right now. But hopefully next week I'll be able to communicate it better. I thank the Lord for my family, my wife. 20 years this year. 20 years, it's almost 6 months now, right? And you know, we came from broken lives. And God is the God of restoration. If you're broken right now, if you've had circumstances and situation come to you that make it look like you've been shipwrecked, you're in a good place. Because if the enemy's done something to you, God's duty and His heart is to restore. So yield your life to the one who's the God who restores the years the locust has eaten. And I just thank Him for what He's doing in every single life here. I know that some of you didn't feel the courage today to share. Maybe in a few weeks you will. maybe sometime during the year, or maybe you're just going to share with your neighbor or coworker. But you have gone through tests, and you do have a testimony. Some of you think, well, my testimony's not that big. Hey, if the Lord helped you through something, it's big. If he grabbed your hand and walked through a trial, a struggle, a hardship, it's big. So share it. God bless you all. Hey, guess what? We will see you in 2014. Every year I say the next year, it blows me away. Oh, I've got up here the 24/7 prayer sheets. This coming Friday, we'll be covering the city in prayer. So if you need one of these prayer devotionals that have scriptures and kind of the theme for the month, it's right up here. Also, next Saturday, we're going to be, glad I remembered, we're going to be tearing down the Christmas decorations. And so, tearing them down, does that sound bad? We're going to be destroying the Christmas decorations. Now, we're going to be, what do you say? I mean, what do you, taking down. Oh, yeah, I guess that's right, taking down. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. <It's> like, praise the Lord. Love you all. 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Okay. And we'll have something to eat, like donuts and other things. What? The 11th? No. Next. What? The 4th. The 4th. Next Sunday, 9 a.m. 10 to 12. How about that? Shall we vote? What's 10 to 12? Do I hear 11? No. 10 to 12 next Saturday, we will tear down the Christmas decorations. No. Just kidding. Love you. One more thing. Go Hawks!